What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, welcome back to Peace of Mind. I'm Mark Moore, my wife Kathy, and I do want to shout out to Kathy. She had a very special birthday this week, so we have been in full-blown birthday mode. So happy birthday, Kathy.
Thank you so much.
Yes, so anyway, we had a surprise or two for her. Her family came up from Florida and had a really good time, and anyway, just very thankful to be back on the air with you today. Today is Bring Your Kid to Work, correct?
Yes, it is.
So what we've had all year is, and I'm sure that so many people here are facing the same situation, how do you balance having, you know, your family and no school? So Since last March, we've had our 13-year-old has had virtual school at our office. And also today, we've got no child care for our 6-year-old. So here we are.
He actually just turned 7 in
June. He actually just turned 7, too. Excuse me. Wow. It's like, wow. Yeah. It's good to say a little younger than what we are, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway, it's funny, when you're young, you want to be old. When you're old, you want to be young. So anyway, again, I'm Mark Moore. My wife, Kathy. We're independent insurance agents and brokers. We just finished up 25 years in business this year. I'm a graduate from Appalachian State with a risk management degree, which we actually went back to visit this week.
Yes.
Went snow tubing for Kathy's birthday and Max's birthday. Had a really good time. Got to use a VRBO that we've been talking about. First time using it. How'd you think about that, Kathy?
I liked it. It was great.
So we got there. How do you like those steps on that cabin we were at?
No, they were nice.
I think it's going to be a liability hazard, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yes. So we had this picture of the place. It was like really nice, and we got there, and it was just hanging off the side of a mountain, and it was several flights of stairs
to get to the house.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was thinking about, okay, I hope these people have called their agent about liability insurance, because it was not accessible in any way, was it?
No, not at all.
Yeah. And actually, they had a snow shovel there. It did snow while we were there, and I scraped off the snow off the steps. But that's the kind of thing we've been talking about on the show, about, you know, let your agent know what you're doing. Don't try to, you know, some people just don't know to call, or if they forget. But just, you know, if you're doing anything different with your house, let your agent know. I wanted to talk about, you know, the name of our show is Peace of Mind. And I've said this before, that, you know, us as an insurance agent, you know, you pay your money in insurance premium to a company, and, you know, your money is just gone. And if you don't get a filed claim, you feel like, well, I just paid the money and we didn't get anything back out of it. But we do get peace of mind. And, you know, you feel like if my house burns, I'm going to be covered and I'll be able to put my house back. So today's show is, we didn't really get to finish last week's show, did we?
No, we did not.
So last week's show was, what are the limitations and exclusions on homeowners policy? We want to kind of, you don't want to be a surprise when you've got a claim. You don't want to have a claim, I filed a claim, and then, you know, the insurance company didn't pay the claim. How popular is it to be an insurance agent, Kathy?
Not very.
Well, sometimes you are.
I mean,
like, you know, we had Miss Annie, here, and she left us because, you know, we had the total fire loss. And I hope everybody got to listen to that show. We may want to re-air that one at some point. But, you know, we had somebody that actually went through a claim and had their house burned. It was a really good process. But I know back when I was in insurance school, my professor, Dr. Wood, he's very involved in his church. And there was this one guy that would just not talk to him, and didn't know why he was so cool to him. You know, he just wasn't real friendly. And found out later that he didn't like him because he was in insurance. He found out he taught insurance, and he did not like insurance. So a lot of times when you're at the party and when you see somebody that finds out you're an insurance agent, what's that like, Kathy?
They ask you a lot of questions.
Yes. And there's probably a story about how the insurance company didn't pay for something.
Yes.
And a lot of times I hear these stories, and I was like, you know, I don't want to argue with somebody, but, oh, yeah, that's because you didn't let your agent know, or your agent didn't tell you that you weren't covered. So that there's so many things you have to worry about. And we talk about these limitations and exclusions. You just don't want to find out later you want to know, oh, yeah, I'm not covered for that. Well, I had termite damage. Yeah, that's because Homeowners Plus does not cover termites. I mean, mm-hmm. some things you want to know. The guy I talked about last week that, you know, had he was upset because the creek banks washed out. You know, land is not insurable. You cannot get insurance on land. So, anyway, we'll be talking some more about this. I do want to mention one thing. I was talking to a good friend of mine this week, Michael Anderson over at Century 21 Blackberry Realty. Michael also is a builder, and he's built some custom homes in the area. And we were just talking about the build material cost. And I don't want to sit here and every week just say this, but in some way I do. I want everybody listening to this show to realize what's going on out there. He was letting me know that, you know, the cost of a sheet of OSB is now $27. Historically, it's been $10 to $15. So you figure that one particular board, and what OSB is, it's kind of like a substitute for plywood. So if you're doing, you know, your subflooring or your decking for your roof, it's going to take a lot of sheets of that just to to build a house. And you figure if it's doubled, think about what the cost of that's going to be, today if you had to rebuild your house. So just something to think about. Kathy, do we have anybody calling that much about asking about their house value? I mean, a lot of times people just don't think about it, do they?
Well, we try to at renewals contact them and try to get some information from the customer, make sure nothing's changed since last year. But a lot of times they don't want to call us back to talk about it. So we try very hard to be open with them and what's covered, what's not covered. But we also want to make sure that the customer knows that their responsibility is to let us know. We can't insure something properly if we are not aware of what the customer has.
Correct, yeah. So, and it takes time. I mean, I don't want to talk to someone on the phone. Like if somebody, a telemarketer calls me, I don't answer your call. I mean, I get it all day long. I mean, people call me and, it's annoying, but it does take time to go over and put the information into a computer program, which, again, I've talked about. I don't really necessarily, we had the tool. It's Marshall Swift Beck. It's a, rebuilding calculator we talked about before based on the square footage. And you put that number and it gives you spits you out a number. But I do, who I trust are people like, the local builders. Michael Anderson's telling me what build materials are. You can go onto a Home Depot or Lowe's website and just look it up for yourself and just see what it costs for, different materials. Okay, so back to the topic. We talked about last week that certain property you may have a limitation on what it costs to, for theft generally. Mm-hmm. And I also talked about things that aren't covered, and we didn't really get to finish up the show last week. So, we mentioned last week that, if somebody comes in and steals money in your house, you got $200. And we are talking about a
theft.
ISO homeowner's policy, which your policy that you may have may not be this. There's different versions of policies and different enhancements you may have. We're just going down to what's the standard is, in particularly jewelry. Okay, so you've got $1,500 for a theft of a jewelry. So, Kathy, if we talked about last week about guns and jewelry, talk about the scheduling of certain items I would call that have an intrinsic value, something that somebody can just lift out of your house. Somebody can come in and steal, or even in a hotel or whatever. You got to be careful with your property like this that may have a limitation on it.
Jewelry.
So if you're insuring jewelry, what do you need to be able to get that on somebody's policy?
Well, typically you will have to have an appraisal or a receipt of, like you just bought something for your spouse or for somebody special for the holidays, and you have a receipt, you can bring that in and we can take that information from the information on that, and then of course schedule it on your policy.
Yeah, so it's it takes time. You have to go find the juror that can do it. So we're getting close to our break here, and you're listening to Peace of Mind with Mark and Kathy Moore. And after the break, we'll be continuing talking about finishing last week's show about the exclusions, limitations on a homeowner's policy.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Okay, welcome back to Peace of Mind. Again, today is Bring Your Kid to the Radio Station Day. Mm-hmm. So I've got my 7-year-old here, Maxwell Moore. So hello, Max. Say hello.
Hello, my name is Max, and I'm 6.
Yeah. No, you just turned seven, bud.
I mean, I'm 6, 7.
Yeah. So who's your favorite singer?
Johnny Cash.
Okay. Why do you like Johnny Cash?
Because he has train songs.
All right. So go back in there, bud. So, okay. So here we go. So we're faced with life challenges about, you know, having to juggle your kids and run a business. And, you know, we've got so many locations that we've got, you know, keep up with those. And so we have, you know, we've got 20-something employees. So it feels like, you know, Kathy's also a counselor, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because we have people live their lives and they've got their, you know, life problems. And we've always tried to really support the family at our office. And
yes,
we have a lot of people that have children our age. And you really can't relate to it until you have a child yourself. I mean, you're just not going to understand what it's like to try to balance work and your career. But anyway, so that's our 7-year-old. So going back to today's topic, you know, what are limitations and exclusions on your homeowner's policy? We, you know, threw out there again about, you know, the cost of build materials are going up. We talked about money. We talked about jewelry. We talked about, you know, the gun collection. I mean, there's so many people have gun collections here.
Yes,
I had one customer one time. I said, okay, what you got? And, you know, we went through, do you have jewelry? No, I don't have any jewelry. How about guns? How many guns you got? Oh, about 50. I was like, okay, well, $2,500 is not going to cover your gun collection.
No.
So, okay. So I was like, how in the world did you get 40 guns? You know, I mean, well, why? And he said, well, you know, I owned a store and people just sometimes couldn't pay their bill. And so what they would do, they'd bring me a gun, and I would credit their account based on the gun. So he wound up with all these, you know, guns.
Right.
And I was like, man, if somebody comes in there and just, you know, breaks into his house and steals his guns, he's going to be out way more than $2,500. So another thing that, you know, we're going from limitations to exclusions. One thing that is excluded is actually freezing. And you wouldn't think that would be excluded, but when you read these insurance policies, you know, I was in college, we went through all these policies, they take it away and they give some of it back, or they give a condition back. So when you're this exclusion about freezing of a plumbing, heating, or air conditioning system, like, man, that's pretty harsh just to, you know, if your pipes freeze and burst. Now, we pay these claims all the time.
We do.
But what it says is it's going to be excluded unless you maintain heat in the building or shut off the water supply and drain all water systems. So they're going to cover you, but if you sit there and just, you know, turn off the heat in your house and you have no heat and you freeze, their pipes freeze, then that's not going to be a covered loss.
Right.
So they could exclude that. Now, I don't know if they actually, they probably take consideration, you know, if the power was off or something, it wasn't your fault. But if you just, you know, pack up your house, leave it and turn the heat off and I'm going to save money on my power bill, and you don't remember that there's going to be water pipes that could freeze, that could be something that the insurance company may say, hey, we're not, you know, that was a something that wasn't too smart, right? So I have some people that are tenants of ours, and they are a dentist, and they asked me, they said, well, Mark, I don't understand why they put the all this, you know, stuff inside. That should be outside. I was like, yeah, but we're not in Florida.
Right.
We're here.
Right.
And so a lot of times, you know, you've got to be very careful about, you know, how is your house insulated? How, you know, sometimes you'll let your, you know, your faucet drip if it gets very cold. You know, it even happened to us at our other house that we had that we moved out of. They're now rental houses. Our pipes, doggone near, almost froze.
Right.
And I even let it drip some, but it was the water, it kind of just released and it came through. I didn't have a breakage, but I thought I was doing good. And even we almost had a claim doing that. Remember that, Kathy?
I remember.
Yeah. So we're looking at some colder weather here. Okay. So going in to other exclusions, you know, we're talking about, you know, water damage. So would you believe, and this is off, you know, off the internet, which you always believe you're on the internet, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe this one. It says here, a statistic, water damage and mold cost the insurance industry $2.5 billion a year. The average cost of a water damage insurance claim is 6,965. Now, what we're talking about here, we're not talking about a flood. We're talking about, you know, your pipes rupture or freeze. I've had some where somebody's, you know, they've screwed a screw through some kind of interior water pipe and it ruptured. One of the big ones is when you have a water leak around your, you know, your dishwasher or your, particularly your washing machine, that could be a big leak.
Or your toilet.
Your toilet, yeah. It's funny how one little drip of water can, it adds up in a hurry. Water leaks from your home in the U.S. can exceed 1 trillion gallons of water in a year. Talk about when we've had somebody that's come in that's trying to get insurance, or maybe we're trying to shop their rate, and they've had a water claim. Well, what happens, Kathy?
Most carriers don't want to insure them.
Yeah, so a lot of times we have an issue with getting insurance on somebody that's had this type of claim.
Because of the mold.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
If they haven't taken care of it properly or they have not had an actual claim where the people try to, you know, take care of the situation themselves as opposed to getting professionals come in and do it correctly and right, they do end up start having mold and mildew issues.
Yeah. So that was just something to throw out there about, you know, we said before, it's the time of year to think about it. You know, make sure you're, if you leave your house, make sure you've got adequate coverage. Adequate heat.
And winterize it
if you're leaving for good, yeah, for a while. Tell the listeners about what you know, we were at the VRBO. What did it say when we left?
Yeah, we had a whole list of things we had to do before we leave. And it was interesting because they told us to drop the thermostat till 50.
Yeah, and I was like, 50 degrees.
So I was like, okay. So we did what they told us to do. But that's something, especially where we were there, it was snowing and it was very cold.
I mean, we're in Boone.
So yeah. That's definitely, I was a little, okay, but I followed the directions, what they asked us to do. I'm not sure. I think maybe they did it too for, to, you know, because of the everything going on right now with COVID, that they maybe, because for sanitizing purposes, maybe they dropped it to make sure things for a certain temperature so that germs. But I don't know why else they would do that.
Well, we thought that it was a little too low.
Yes.
I mean, I think that you're going to leave, you know, 60 degrees. I mean, just you want to be, you want to take a chance because those interior walls can
right.
really, you know,
plus,
if you got some kind of bad insulation or,
right.
you know, you want to make sure that the heat is you know,
I can't tell.
Yeah, I didn't think 50 was adequate.
Yeah, and it was cabin house too, so
yeah.
It wasn't really insulated that
no.
well.
No, it's funny how that thing's built because you know you go in there and the toilet's not on the wall. It's in the middle of the
bathroom.
And it's like, well, you can't put, you know, water pipes up through logs. I mean, it was actually a real log cabin.
Correct.
So the way that thing's built is just very different. And I know we've had situations with claims with that too, because if you have a partial loss, you have to tear down maybe a whole wall or part of the. You know, it's more difficult when you have a log house. Other things that we've mentioned before, but, you know, theft of build materials, if you're adding on to your house and somebody comes and steals your stuff, that's not going to be covered on your homeowner's policy if it's theft. Vandalism and malicious mischief, it goes away after 60 days if you move out of your house and the house is vacant.
Mm-hmm.
We've mentioned that. I read another policy form that's 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
So the ISO homeowners HO3 policy says 60, but it can be more restrictive.
I've had a carrier that said 90, but each, and you know, we're independent, so we have several different carriers that we have, and they all have their own way that they do business.
Yep.
So we just have to follow suit with what they want us
yep.
to do.
Yeah. Wear and tear is not covered. If you have something that just gets old and rots out or something, that's just mm-hmm. not going to be covered on your homeowner's policy. We have, this is an interesting, mechanical breakdown is excluded. So if you got an HVAC system that just, you know, you have some sort of claim on that or, you know, it part breaks or whatever, that is not covered. But there is a buyback that we'll talk about later. You can actually get coverage for that that claim. The interesting here, birds are not covered. Vermin's not covered.
Rodents
are not covered. Insects are not covered. I think that would be the termites. You know, we had a claim recently where I can't remember if it was a squirrel, maybe.
It was a squirrel.
Yeah, so the squirrel went berserk, right? So it went on top of somebody's roof, and it,
yes, they
it, do. It, you know, they chewed out the side of the roof,
mm-hmm.
and it was not covered.
Right.
So the customer's like, now wait a minute. So you're telling me that a squirrel's not covered, but a mountain lion would be. So if we had a mountain lion go top of our roof and it did the damage, well, yeah, it would be covered.
Right, right.
but a squirrel is not.
Or a deer. Yeah.
Yeah, deer, have gone through, you know, windows. Yeah, that was a claim we had years ago where we had, you know, if a deer came through a window and blew on your couch, that could not be covered. So, anyway, we will be back next week. You're listening to Peace of Mind with Mark and Kathy Moore. And we will be talking next week about some more exclusions and other things. I want to thank you for listening to today's show on 95.1 Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.